One of the things that I was struck by when I became a client was just how naive I thought the agency world was. It was very weird for me to see myself, really, on the other side of the table, listening to presentations, listening to ideas, getting phone calls and emails and text messages from agencies, asking me for a lot of things, but never really maybe spending enough time understanding what it was like to be a client and to be on that side of the table.
Esa es Nancy Reyes, actual presidenta de la agencia TBWA Nueva York. Y el audio que escuchaste fue grabado durante su charla en el PRAD Conference de la Asociación de Agencias Publicitarias de Puerto Rico. Hubo varias charlas interesantes ese día, pero esta fue la que me llamó la atención porque siempre he deseado que haya cruda honestidad entre cliente y agencia. Y Nancy, aunque fue por solo unos 25 minutos, más o menos, las cantó como son, al menos desde su punto de vista. Y lo pudo hacer porque antes de liderar TBWA Nueva York, trabajó como vicepresidenta de mercadeo en Verizon por unos 8 meses. Ese tiempo como cliente abrió sus ojos a las fallas que existen en la relación cliente-agencia. Y fue por eso que decidió compartir su experiencia con su nueva agencia.
So I thought the best gift that I could give the agency when I arrived was to tell the agency 10 truths, very direct truths, no matter how impolite they might seem, about what it was like to sit on the other side of the table.
Hoy en The Media Scoop Podcast, las 10 verdades que toda agencia debe saber acerca de su cliente. Ojo, estas verdades han sido editadas. Sin más preámbulo, la verdad número uno.
This is a partnership without shared liability. I am the fall guy. The problem is, you only want to play the partnership card on your terms. We certainly don't feel like partners when you make very little room for me to give you my opinion in the creative process. And we especially don't feel like partners when the work is criticized by my peers or by my boss because I stand alone. When that boardroom closes and I have to present the work to the CEO and the CFO, I stand alone.
Verdad número dos.
I care about sales and brand, but mostly about sales. My boss, the board, the street, they look at sales, not over time, not over 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, but this month, this week, today. They don't really even care about likes or views and shares if it doesn't immediately translate into hard, cold cash. And they most certainly don't care about awards, even Effies.
Verdad número tres.
I am smart. I know my business far better than you. You need to learn how to leverage that in service of your product. Bring me into a problem and I can help you solve it. Bring me into an idea and I can help you sell it. Bring me into nothing and you are entirely on your own.
Verdad número cuatro.
I am human. I live in an environment where I control far less than what my title indicates that I should. Learn to be sympathetic to that. I am human. I have ambition. I have drive. I have feelings. I want you to like me. And I know that helping you with your seemingly teeny tiny request will get me that. But I want you to respect me even more. And I know that if I changed the larger company practice, you would. And I would take respect over like any single day because I'm human.
Verdad número cinco.
You sabotage yourselves. You don't want to hear this, but you kill more of your ideas than I do, even before I even see them. Your ideas are great ideas, and your passion is infectious and contagious for those ideas, and it makes me want to believe in them, and they makes me want to believe in you. But you often do shit that makes me kill them. In fact, you beg me to buy work with no price tag or one that falls far short from the reality that usually presents itself after I've sold it in to everybody. It can't be done. It needs more money. I need more time. You eat up all of the time with your internal process, and then you back me into a corner to buy something as quickly as humanly possible.
Verdad número 6.
You are high impact, but high maintenance. When I have a really hard problem to solve, I know you are my best bet. But you also make the most demands of my time. Every good idea is accompanied by a good argument. But you dig in on everything. You push back on everything. And then you want to have a call about everything. You never like anyone else's ideas. Not the other agencies, and certainly not mine.
Verdad número 7.
I love it when you geek out, especially on data, my data. I love numbers. I can't get enough of them. I love it when you ask me for sales data, consumer data, channel data, volume data, any data. I love it when you say data. I love when you read it, you ask me questions, and connect all of the disparate conversations we're having with the data. I love it when you solve a business problem that came from the data with your ideas.
Verdad número 8.
Never sell. Never stop selling.
Nunca vendas, nunca dejes de vender. Interrumpo Nancy para explicar este punto porque fue el único en el que pausó para contar una historia que es un chin larga para este episodio, pero en esencia lo que quiere comunicar es que si la agencia está prestando atención a las necesidades de su cliente y presenta ideas que trabajan para atender esas necesidades, siempre estará vendiendo sin vender, o algo así. Eso es más o menos lo que ella quiere decir. Verdad número 9.
Sometimes your ideas are not worth the hassle. My goodness. I have a day job. I run $1 billion worth of advertising spend. And that day job does not include dealing with ideas that have no rigor behind them. So do your work. Don't expect me to. I expect you to come to me with ideas that have an impact on a critical business need, come attached with a production and communications plan, and are not completely disruptive to the day-to-day operation which I have to run. Figure out as much as you can before that baton is passed on to me. I'm not saying you shouldn't expect me to advocate on behalf of your ideas and knock down some obstacles that exist, but I am saying I have a day job. Do your job.
Y por último, verdad número 10.
You have to earn my trust. Trust is earned, not granted, based on a new business award or a scope of work or your relationship with my predecessor. What makes you think that you have a right to sit at my table? I don't care about the work you did before. I care about the work you do now. I care about how you treat me. I care about how much you care about my business. Trust is earned and will be cemented by the work we do together over time, a very long time. It will build up like it does in any other human relationship. When we get to know each other, when we understand each other, when we have each other's backs, when we fight and make up, when we laugh, and when you keep up your end without being a pain in my ass. Don't rush it or take it for granted, but do earn it the old-fashioned way. You have to earn my trust.
Reyes cerró su presentación con unas palabras para los clientes en la audiencia.
You know, I think maybe the most important thing I can tell you from my time at being a client is that I did learn that the thing the agency wants the most is honesty. That's what I learned. The agency wants clients to tell them the truth, you know, don't sugarcoat it. Don't tell me that you like my idea, but really no one likes it. Don't forget to tell me about your problem. The more that we are as open as possible, however hard it is to say those words, the agency and client relationship will be that much better for it. So sometimes I think maybe we are too polite. Maybe we try to spare each other from the conversations that we should have. We don't all have to be jerks, but I think we should at least expect each other to be really, really honest. That will go a very far way in any.
Esto fue The Midas Good Podcast. Gracias a la Asociación de Agencias Publicitarias de Puerto Rico por invitarme al evento y gracias a ti por escuchar este episodio. Mi nombre es Antonio Álvarez. Nos vemos en la próxima.